In this English lesson, I wanted to help you learn the English phrase to do lunch. If you say to someone, hey, do you want to do lunch tomorrow? It simply means you want to have lunch with them. You want to go to a restaurant and order some food and sit and eat it together. You could also say, hey, do you want to go have lunch tomorrow? It means the same thing. But do lunch is usually something you say to a colleague. Like, I don't ever say to Jen, hey, do you want to do lunch tomorrow? But if I'm at work, I might say to someone, hey, we need to talk about this new project. Maybe we can do lunch tomorrow and we can talk about it while we eat. So to me, at least, it's like asking someone if they want to have lunch, but you're kind of talking about work, like a work meeting at lunch. The other phrase I wanted to teach you today is there's no such thing as a free lunch. You can say this other ways, like there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. The way I say it is there's no such thing as a free lunch. And this simply means that nothing in life is actually free, even if it says it's free. If I get a letter in the mail and it says that I'm going to be given something for free from a business, generally there are strings attached. That means they want me to buy something. So when we say there's no such thing as a free lunch, we simply mean even when something is said to be free, nothing in life is actually free. There's usually something else going on. So to review, to do lunch simply means to have lunch with someone. And when you say there's no such thing as a free lunch, it simply means that nothing in life is actually truly free. But hey, let's look at a comment from a previous video. This comment is from Francisco. Brainiac is also a supervillain in the DC Comics. He's the enemy of Superman and the Justice League. His name is a portmanteau of the words brain and maniac. And my response, ah yes, I just looked him up. I didn't realize that. I think I talked about Lex Luthor the other day in one of my videos as being the arch enemy, but I didn't know that there was another one. By the way, portmanteau is when you put two words together. Probably the best example I can think of is brunch. So you take the word breakfast and lunch and you combine them. Breakfast is in the morning, lunch is at noon, but brunch is around 10 or 11 a.m. So anyways, not sure if you can see the gentleman working across the river. I will zoom in. But every year they come out with their four-wheelers and a little trailer and their chainsaws, and they cut up all the wood that kind of floated onto their land. In previous videos, you've probably seen the river flooded onto that piece of land. And they're out there today chopping up all the little pieces of wood. They'll probably end up using them as firewood. It's another beautiful day here. So it's a great day to do that. Jen and I will probably clean up parts of the yard this morning as well. We'll probably try to get things in tip-top shape before the grass starts growing. Soon, not really soon, but soon we will have to start mowing the lawn. So we do like to clean up all of the sticks and everything else that's kind of fallen onto the lawn, so that it's nice and clean when we do start mowing. We actually had our lawnmower serviced. Our riding mower is all ready to go. Blades are sharpened, oil's been changed. It starts up really well and runs really well. So we'll be able to mow no problem when the time comes. So I wonder if you want to see a little bit again, the gentleman behind me. There they are chopping up their wood. I hope you can hear the chainsaw. It's a real Canadian sound at this time of year. Anyways, thanks for watching. See you in a couple days with another short English lesson. Bye. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.